So.
You see, I'm sorry to butt in, right? But I was, that's what I, through Kurt, Andrea, and Vanjie, I've come to learn and accept. Right?
Yeah.
But I'm learning more about as I go on, and that's what I believe now.
Yeah.
Recently, I was trying to teach somebody, right? Not that I'm good at explaining those things because I'm just learning.
Yeah.
But he asked me, showed me a scripture in the Bible that says, can a dog return back
to his vomit? Yeah.
And the answer was yes.
Yes, that's true.
You know, he was trying
to. Can the soul that is washed turn back to wallop in the mud?
Right. He was saying to me that, look, even though you accepted Jesus, now you can't in fact turn back and be loved.
Okay.
That's what he was saying. And that's where, because he showed me the Bible, and I don't know a lot of scriptures that back that salvation is for you.
Okay.
Right? Which I should identify myself.
Well, no. I'll answer that question. You hear what you call him?
Yeah.
A dog.
Mm.
And a pig.
Mm.
A Christian cabin dog. The person was never saved.
Mm.
So you could act for so long and it will show up later on. If you're a pig, you're a pig. You can't change it. So the pig may be clean, put on a bone in, bear everything, and he says, I'm clean. And sooner or later, when he sees mom, he's going to get back. Because he was always a pig. Never changed.
But the Lord Jesus said that John 10, my sheep hear my voice. Now that is the word to use for the believer. My sheep hear my voice. And the sheep can say, the Lord is my
shepherd.
I shall not want. Now in Exodus chapter 12, I want to show you three things very quickly that deal with this matter of salvation. And knowing that I have the gift, and I cannot lose what God has given to me. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Three things I want to present. Safety, certainty, and enjoyment. Three things. In verse 13, I'm going to the bottom of the verse because I want to be very brief on this. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The safety is in the blood. If an Israelite did not put this blood on his door, when the Lord passed through the land of Egypt, that Israelite would be dead. So the safety was not in the fact that he was an Israelite. The safety was in the blood. Always remember this. When I see the blood,
I will pass
over you. That is where our safety is. If I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, His blood has been applied to my heart. I am safe from the judgment of God. I can go to sleep at night in peace, knowing that all is well between myself and God. But how can I be certain that this is so? How can I be sure that I am saved? Notice verse 1. Just the first four words. This is how I can be sure of my salvation. And the Lord spoke. Just that. The assurance is in the Word of God. I can do what I please. If I don't believe the Word of God, I will never be assured of things. But to be assured of my salvation, I must believe what God has said. John 5:24. Very, very, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath what? Everlasting life. And as if that is not good enough, he goes on to say, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. So it is a clear fact. John 10:27-28. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, they follow me. I give unto them what? Eternal life. But he doesn't stop there. And they shall never perish. Never. So it is very clear, if I accept the word of God, that this is a fact. The safety is in the blood. The certainty is in the word of God. And the third thing I want to give you is down in verse 8. Where do I get the enjoyment from? Verse 8 says, and they shall eat the flesh in that night roast with fire. The children of Israel were actually to enjoy this lamb. It was not just there for show, you know. It was there to be enjoyed. And therefore, if I am feeding on Christ and walking in communion with the Lord, I am going to enjoy the Christian life. The Lord does not just want me to be saved. He doesn't just want me to know that I'm saved, but He wants me to enjoy the Christian life.